Schizophrenia is a mental disorder. People with this disorder often show abnormal social behavior and fail to recognize what is real. Common symptoms include strange beliefs, unclear or confused thinking and language, hearing voices, reduced social activity, reduced expression of feelings and inactivity. Diagnosis is based on observing the person and what he or she says about experiences such as hearing voices. Problems have to last for at least 6 months before the person gets a diagnosis. 1. Meaning change. Change source. The word schizophrenia comes from two Greek words that mean to split and mind, because there is a split between what's going on in their minds and what's happening in reality. A person with schizophrenia does not change between different personalities, they have only one. 2. The condition in which a person has multiple personalities is dissociative identity disorder. There are no medical tests that can be used to say if a person has schizophrenia or not, so getting a diagnosis depends on which list of symptoms are used. It also depends on the doctor or psychologist who talks to the person. The lists of symptoms include wording like disorganized speech present for a significant portion of time. It is difficult to agree on what exactly disorganized speech is and how disorganized it has to be. It is also difficult to agree on what significant portion of time means. The result is that two doctors or psychologists trying to make a diagnosis may often disagree. One will say that the person is schizophrenic and the other will say he is not. 3. Is it schizophrenia? Change. Change source. Schizophrenia has many different symptoms, and not everyone with schizophrenia has all of them. For this reason, some scientists think that schizophrenia is several separate disorders that have some of the same symptoms. These scientists claim that the research done on schizophrenia is not accurate, since different researchers mean different things when they use the word schizophrenia in scientific studies. Many medications may also give schizophrenia symptoms. The most common ones are antidepressants and ADHD medication. If a person has taken anti-vomiting medication for some time and suddenly stops, he or she may get schizophrenia symptoms. Hundreds of medications have schizophrenia symptoms as rare side effects. Drugs such as LSD, amphetamines, magic mushrooms and cocaine may cause schizophrenia symptoms. 4. As medical illnesses, and the treatment with certain drugs can show symptoms very similar to that of schizophrenia, it is important to rule out these two factors, so that no false diagnosis is done. For this reason, the person should have a thorough medical exam to rule out problems like lack of vitamin B12, lack of magnesium, sodium and several other substances needed in the body, sleep disorders, stroke or brain tumors, and too high or too low metabolism. There are over 100 medical conditions that may give the same symptoms as schizophrenia. Symptoms change. Change source. Schizophrenic delusions are beliefs that are very different from what other people in the person's subculture believe. Hallucinations are usually impressions of hearing voices that other people don't hear. These voices often say negative things to the person. Many people can hear voices like this without being schizophrenic, for instance right before falling asleep. This is called hypnagogic hallucinations. The brain cannot tell them apart from normal sounds that are heard. This is not yet fully understood by science. Risk factors change. Change source. There are many risk factors that may cause a person to develop schizophrenia. They include trauma and genetics. The disorder runs in families. Having a schizophrenic parent may be a very stressful environment, and there may be genes that influence the development of schizophrenia. It is very easy to show that trauma, such as sexual abuse, increases the risk, but 40 years of search for genes has not found anything that has been confirmed by independent research groups. 5. Also, environmental factors like as viruses, oxygen deprivation and poor nutrition, which may affect a developing unborn baby. Hope. Change. Change source. People with schizophrenia may also have other mental health disorders, like depression, anxiety and drug abuse. 6. They often have problems functioning in society, and have difficulty maintaining stable employment. However, there are a number of people with schizophrenia who get well and have earned college degrees in professional careers, such as Ellen R. Sachs, a law professor at the University of Southern California and a published author. 8 of 10 get well from schizophrenia in a family treatment called Open Dialogue in Finland. In developing countries, where doctors use less drugs, 2 of 3 get well from schizophrenia. In Western countries where medications are used as treatment, 1 of 3 get well, but many suffered from drug side effects such as diabetes, overweight, and brain damage. 7. Treatment change source. Treatment of schizophrenia may include medication to help treat the symptoms, different types of psychotherapy, such as cognitive behavioral therapy and various rehabilitation therapies, such as cognitive remediation therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is a talk therapy that focuses on helping the person to think about their strange ideas, delusions in more realistic ways. The therapist may design a behavioral experiment for paranoia that will help the person to find out, for instance, if there really are cameras everywhere in the house. When it comes to hallucinations, cognitive therapy focuses on normalizing. Many people hear voices without being stressed, and we all hear voices in the form of thoughts. It is just that you hear them a bit more clearly than most people. 8. Official guidelines change source. The British National Guidelines for Treatment NICE suggest the following treatments: check for reactions to traumatic experiences, decide together with a doctor about choosing medication, taking into account the side effect risk of getting diabetes, becoming seriously overweight, getting brain damage, tardive dyskinesia, 5% risk per year, men growing breasts, and feelings described as inner torture akathisia. The guidelines warn against using more than one antipsychotic drug at the same time. Both for people who are at risk for getting schizophrenia and for people who have got it, they recommend cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and family therapy. Getting support from people who have become well from schizophrenia is also strongly recommended. 9. In a family-oriented treatment program in Finland, Open Dialogue, 8 out of 10 people with schizophrenia get well with no medication or very limited drug use, often only anxiety medication. 10. Symptoms change source. Disorganized thinking. A cloth embroidered by a person with schizophrenia, a written example of a word salad. A meaningless mixture of words and phrases. This is one example of the disorganized thinking caused by the disorder. Emotion matching task. This task involves picking one of the images at the bottom that expresses the same emotion as the one at top. People with schizophrenia often have difficulty recognizing facial emotions. 11. The symptoms of schizophrenia fall into three main categories: positive symptoms, negative symptoms, and cognitive symptoms. 12. Positive symptoms. Positive symptoms are thoughts, behaviors, or sensory perceptions, like hearing voices that are not really there, that a person with a mental disorder has but healthy people do not have. They are called positive not because they are good but because they are added on. The symbol for add is the plus sign plus. It is also the sign for the word positive. These symptoms may include having strange thoughts that do not make sense, delusions, disorganized thoughts and speech, and feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling, or tasting things that do not exist, hallucinations. 13. Positive symptoms often respond to drug treatment. 14. And cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. 8. Stopping antipsychotic drugs too quickly may also cause these symptoms. 15. Negative symptoms. Negative symptoms are thoughts, behaviors or emotions normally present in a healthy person that a person with a mental disorder has less of or may not have at all. They are minus these. The sign for minus is. It is also the sign for the word negative. Negative symptoms includes a flat affect. Having a blank inexpressive look on the face and or a monosyllabic speech spoken in a slow monotone, few gestures, lack of interest in anything including other people, inability to act spontaneously or feel pleasure. These problems are also side effects of antipsychotic drugs. 15. Cognitive symptoms or cognitive deficits. Cognitive symptoms are problems with attention, certain types of memory, concept of time, and the ability to plan and organize. Cognitive deficits caused by schizophrenia can also be difficult to recognize as part of the disorder. They are the most disabling of the symptoms because cognitive problems affect everyday functioning. These problems may also be side effects of antipsychotic drugs, antidepressants, sleeping medication and anti-anxiety drugs. 15. Causes change source. Schizophrenia risk factors. A combination of a person's genes and environment plays a role in the development of schizophrenia. 16. 17. People who have a family history of schizophrenia and who experienced a brief period of psychotic symptoms have a 20-40% chance of being diagnosed 1 year later. 18. Inherited factors. It is difficult to know if schizophrenia is inherited because it is hard to find out what comes from genes and what comes from the environment. 19. Those who have a parent, a brother or sister with schizophrenia have a higher risk of developing schizophrenia. The risk is even higher if you have an identical twin with schizophrenia. 17. This may seem to show that schizophrenia is inherited. However, it may be the stress of living with a schizophrenic family member that is traumatic. Identical twins are much closer and are treated much more in the same way, and this may be the reason why one of them gets schizophrenia more often if the other has it. Dr. J. Joseph has found many problems with the scientific studies of inheriting schizophrenia, including false reporting of results. Joseph also claims that 40 years of the search for the schizophrenia gene has not found a single gene that independent research groups have confirmed. 20. 21. Environmental factors. Three are main environmental risk factors. Factors for schizophrenia such as drug use, stress before birth and in some cases exposure to infectious disease. 16. In addition, living in an urban environment during childhood or as an adult has consistently been found to increase the risk of schizophrenia by a factor of 2. 16. 17. This is true even after taking into account drug use, ethnicity, and the size of one social group. 22. Other factors that play an important role include whether the person feels socially isolated, as well as social adversity, racial discrimination, failures in family functioning, unemployment, and poor housing conditions. 17. 23. There is evidence that childhood experiences of abuse or trauma are risk factors for developing schizophrenia later in life. 24. An electrical impulse called an action potential travels down the axon of a neuron. At the end of the neuron, the action potential causes the release of different chemicals called neurotransmitters into the space, called the synapse, between that axon and the axon or dendrite of the next neuron. The neurotransmitters cross the synapse and set up the action potential in the next neuron. There are different types of neurotransmitters. Dopamine, glutamate and serotonin are three which are linked to the symptoms of schizophrenia. It could be there is too much of a neurotransmitter in one area of the brain or not enough in others. It is not yet known for sure. The neurons in the brain are connected and form pathways, which in turn form neural networks, which is like the brain's wiring. To complete a task like recalling a memory, usually more than one region of the brain is involved, and the signals travel along the specific neural pathways in the neural network responsible for that type of task. People with schizophrenia have been shown to have problems that affect these neural networks. Substance abuse. Several drugs have been linked with the development of schizophrenia and the abuse of certain drugs and can cause symptoms like those of schizophrenia. 17. 17. 25. About half of those people who have schizophrenia use drugs or alcohol excessively, possibly as coping mechanisms to deal with depression, anxiety, boredom, or loneliness. 26. Frequent marijuana use has been linked to twice the risk of serious mental illness and schizophrenia. 27. Smoking. More people with schizophrenia smoke than the general population. It is estimated that at least 60% to as much as 90% of people with schizophrenia smoke. Recent research suggests that cigarette smoking may be a risk factor for developing schizophrenia. Pre-birth factors. Factors such as oxygen deprivation, infection, or stress and lack of healthy foods in one's mother during pregnancy might result in a slight increase in the risk of schizophrenia later in life. 16. People who have schizophrenia are more likely to have been born in winter or spring, at least in the northern half of the world. This might relate to increased rates of exposures to viruses before birth. 17. This difference is about 5 to 8%. 28. Brain structure. Enlarged lateral ventricles in schizophrenia. People who have schizophrenia have differences in their brain structure compared to those who do not have the disorder. These differences are often in the parts of the brain that manage memory, organization, emotions, the control of impulsive behavior, and language. 29. Among these structural differences are a reduction in brain volume in the frontal cortex and temporal lobes, and problems within the corpus callosum, the band of nerve fibers which connects the left side and the right side of the brain. People with schizophrenia also tend to have enlarged lateral and third ventricles. The ventricles are spaces within the brain filled with cerebrospinal fluid. 30. Brain wiring. The human brain has 100 billion neurons. Each one of these neurons are connected to many other neurons. One neuron may have as many as 20,000 connections. There is between 100 trillion and 500 trillion neural connections in the adult human brain. There are many different parts or regions of the brain. To complete a task like recalling a memory, usually more than one region of the brain is involved, and they are connected by neural networks, which is like the brain's wiring. It is believed that there are problems with the brain's wiring in schizophrenia. Diagnosis change source. The DSM-IVTR or the ICD-10 criteria are used to determine whether a person has schizophrenia. 16. These criteria use the self-reported experiences of the person and reported abnormalities in the behavior of the person, followed by a clinical assessment. A person can be determined to have the disease only if the symptoms are severe. 17. Show. Criteria for diagnosis. Differential diagnosis change source. There are various medical conditions, other psychiatric conditions, and drug abuse-related reactions that may mimic the symptoms of schizophrenia. For example, delirium can cause visual hallucinations, or an unpredictable changing levels of consciousness. Schizophrenia occurs along with obsessive-compulsive disorder OCD, a disorder in which a person becomes obsessed with certain ideas or actions. However, separating the obsessions of OCD from the delusions of schizophrenia can be difficult. 34. Prevention change source. There is no clear evidence that treating schizophrenia with antipsychotic drugs early is effective. 35. The British NICE guidelines recommend CBT talk therapy for all people at risk. 36. In recent research, 76 patients at risk for schizophrenia were divided in two groups. One group got omega-3 for 3 months and the other got a dummy pill food oil. After 12 months, only 4.9% of the omega-3 group had got schizophrenia compared to 27.5% in the other group. 37. There is some evidence which shows that early treatment with drugs improves short-term outcomes for people who have a serious episode of mental illness. These measures show little benefit 5 years later. 16. Attempting to prevent schizophrenia in the pre-onset phase with antipsychotic drugs is of uncertain benefit and so is not recommended as of 2009. 38. Prevention is difficult because there are no reliable way to find out in advance who will get schizophrenia. 39. Management change source. Cognitive remediation therapy CRT is an evidence-based therapy which helps to improve the cognitive deficits common in schizophrenia. The effects of CRT may be seen on fMRI scans of the brain. The treatment of schizophrenia is based upon the phase of the illness the person is in. There are three treatment phases. Acute phase. The goals of treatment during the acute phase of treatment, defined by an acute psychotic episode, are to prevent harm, control disturbed behavior, reduce the severity of psychosis and associated symptoms, for example, agitation, aggression, negative symptoms, affective symptoms, determine and address the factors that led to the occurrence of the acute episode, effect a rapid return to the best level of functioning, develop an alliance with the patient and family, formulate short and long-term treatment plans, and connect the patient with appropriate aftercare in the community. Stabilization phase. During the stabilization phase, the goals of treatment are to reduce stress on the patient and provide support to minimize the likelihood of relapse, enhance the patient's adaptation to life in the community, facilitate continued reduction in symptoms and consolidation of remission, and promote the process of recovery. If the patient has improved with a particular medication regimen, continuation of that regimen and monitoring are recommended for at least 6 months. Stable phase. The goals of treatment during the stable phase are to ensure that symptom remission or control is sustained, that the patient is maintaining or improving his or her level of functioning and quality of life, that increases in symptoms or relapses are effectively treated, and that monitoring for adverse treatment effects continues. Regular monitoring for adverse effects is recommended. For most persons with schizophrenia in the stable phase, psychosocial interventions are recommended as a useful adjunctive treatment to pharmacological treatment and may improve outcomes. Antipsychotic medications substantially reduce the risk of relapse in the stable phase of illness and are strongly recommended. Medication change source. A 1960s-era ad for Thorazine, a typical antipsychotic. The first-line psychiatric treatment for schizophrenia is antipsychotic medication, 36, which can reduce the positive symptoms in about 7 to 14 days. However, medication fails to improve negative symptoms or problems in thinking significantly. 40, 41, many antipsychotics are dopamine antagonists. High concentrations of dopamine are thought to be the cause of hallucinations and delusions. For this reason, blocking dopamine reception helps against hallucinations and delusions. The British National Guidelines for Treatment NICE suggest the following: check for reactions to traumatic experiences, decide together with a doctor about choosing medication, taking into account the side effect risk of getting diabetes, becoming seriously overweight, getting brain damage, tardive dyskinesia, 5% risk per year, men growing breasts, and feelings described as inner torture akathisia. The guidelines warn against using more than one antipsychotic drug at the same time. Some reviews of research sponsored by the makers of antipsychotic drugs claim that about 40 to 50% of people have a good response to medication, 30 to 40% have a partial response, and 20% have an unsatisfactory response after 6 weeks on two or three different drugs. 40. Other research from the British Journal of Psychiatry were more negative and claimed that the clinical relevance of antipsychotics is in fact limited. This study included 22,428 patients and 11 antipsychotic drugs. 42. A drug called clozapine is an effective treatment for people who respond poorly to other drugs, but clozapine can lower the white blood cell count in 1 to 4% of people who take it. This is a serious side effect. 16. 17, 43. For people who are unwilling or unable to take drugs regularly, injectable long-acting preparations of antipsychotics can be used. 44. When used in combination with mental and social interventions, such preparations can help people to continue their treatment. 44. Psychosocial therapies change source. Numerous mental and social interventions can be useful in treating schizophrenia. Such interventions include various types of therapy, 45, community-based treatments, supported employment, skills training, token economic interventions, and mental interventions for drug or alcohol use and weight management. 46, family therapy or education, which addresses the whole family system of an individual, might reduce a return of symptoms or the need for hospitalizations. 45. There is growing evidence for the effectiveness of cognitive behavioral therapy, also known as talk therapy. 47, 48. The British National Guidelines for Treatment NICE suggest the following treatments. Both for people who are at risk for getting schizophrenia and for people who have got it, they recommend cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and family therapy. Getting support from people who have become well from schizophrenia is also strongly recommended. 49. In a family-oriented treatment program in Finland, Open Dialogue, 8 out of 10 people with schizophrenia get well with no medication or very limited drug use, often only anxiety medication. 50. Outlook change source. Schizophrenia has great human and economic costs. 16. The condition results in a decreased life expectancy of 12 to 15 years, primarily because of its association with being overweight, not exercising, and smoking cigarettes. An increased rate of suicide plays a lesser role. 16. These differences in life expectancy increased between the 1970s and 1990s. 51. Schizophrenia is a major cause of disability, with active psychosis ranked as the third most disabling. 52. Approximately three-fourths of people with schizophrenia have ongoing disability with symptoms that keep coming back. 40. Some people do recover completely and others function well in society. 53. Most people with schizophrenia live independently, with community support. 16. In people with the first episode of serious mental symptoms, 42% have a good long-term outcome. 35% of the people have an intermediate outcome. 27% of the people have a poor outcome. 54. Outcomes for schizophrenia appear better in the developing world than in the developed world. 55. Although that conclusion has been questioned. 56. 57. The suicide rate of people who have schizophrenia is estimated to be about 4.9%, most often occurring in the period following the first appearance of symptoms or the first hospital admission. 58. 20-40% try to kill themselves at least once. 59. 60. Schizophrenia and smoking have shown a strong association in studies worldwide. 61. 62. Use of cigarettes is especially high in individuals who have schizophrenia, with estimates ranging from 80-90% of these people being regular smokers, as compared to 20% of the general population. 62. Those individuals who smoke tend to smoke heavily and smoke cigarettes with a high nicotine content. 60. Research continues on schizophrenia. In spring of 2013, genetics associations were shown between five major psychiatric disorders: autism, ADHD, bipolar disorder, depression, and schizophrenia per recent study. 63. 64. In the summer of 2013, for the first time, brain tissue development was been replicated in three dimensions by scientists cloning a human mini brain using stem cells. This could help with schizophrenia and autism neurological research. 65. Likelihood change source. As of 2011, schizophrenia affects around 0.3% to 0.7% of people, 16, or 24 million people worldwide, 66, at some point in their lives. More men are affected than women. The number of males with the disorder is 1.4 times greater than that of females. Schizophrenia usually appears earlier in men. 17. For males, the symptoms usually start from 20 to 28 years of age, and in females it is 26 to 32 years of age. 67. Symptoms that start in childhood, 68, middle or old age are much rarer. 69. Despite the received wisdom that schizophrenia occurs at similar rates worldwide, its rate of likelihood varies across the world, 70, within countries, 71, and at the local level. 72. The disorder causes approximately 1% of worldwide disability-adjusted life years, in other words, years spent with a disability. 17. The rate of schizophrenia varies depending on how it is defined. 16. History change source. Insulin coma therapy was often used for schizophrenia. Large doses of insulin would be injected into a person being treated, causing them to go into a coma. Then glucose would be given to bring them back out of the coma. 73. Accounts of a schizophrenia-like syndrome are rare before the 19th century. Detailed case reports from 1797 and 1809 are regarded as the earliest cases of the disorder. 74. Schizophrenia was first described as a distinct syndrome affecting teenagers and young adults by B. Ike Morell in 1853, termed Dens Piros, literally early dementia. The term dementia praecox was used in 1891 by Arnold Pick in a case report of a psychotic disorder. In 1893, Emil Kraepelin introduced a new distinction in the classification of mental disorders between dementia praecox and mood disorder termed manic depression, and including both unipolar and bipolar depression. Kraepelin believed that dementia praecox was primarily a disease of the brain, 75, and a form of dementia, different from other forms of dementia such as Alzheimer's disease, which usually happen later in life. 76. Hugenblüler coined the term schizophrenia, which translates roughly as split mind, 77, in 1908. The word was intended to describe the separation of functioning between personality, thinking, memory, and perception. 78. Bleuler realized that the illness was not a dementia because some of his patients improved rather than got worse. In the early 1970s, the criteria for determining schizophrenia were the subject of numerous controversies. Schizophrenia was diagnosed far more often in the United States than in Europe. 79. This difference was partly the result of looser criteria for determining whether someone had the condition in the United States, where the DSM-II manual was used. In Europe, the ICD-9 manual was used. A 1972 study, published in the journal Science, concluded that the diagnosis of schizophrenia in the United States was often unreliable. 80. These factors resulted in the publication of the DSM-II in 1980 with a stricter and more defined criteria for the diagnosis. 81. Society and culture change source. John Forbes Nash. Negative social judgment has been identified as a major obstacle in the recovery of people who have schizophrenia. 82. In 2002, the term for schizophrenia in Japan was changed from Saishinbun Retsubayo, mind split disease, to Togo Shichulsho, integration disorder, in an attempt to reduce feelings of shame or embarrassment. 83. The idea that the disease is caused by multiple factors, not just one mental cause, inspired the new name. The change increased the percentage of people who were informed of the diagnosis from 37% to 70% over 3 years. 84. In the United States in 2002, the cost of schizophrenia, including direct costs, people who were not hospitalized, people who were hospitalized, medicines, and long-term care and non-healthcare costs, law enforcement, reduced workplace productivity, and unemployment, was estimated to be $62.7 billion. 85. The book A Beautiful Mind and the film of the same name are about the life of John Forbes Nash, an American mathematician and Nobel Prize winner who has schizophrenia. The movie The Soloist is based on the life of Nathaniel Ayers, a gifted musician who dropped out of the prestigious Juilliard School in New York City after the symptoms of schizophrenia began. He later became homeless in Los Angeles, California, in the notorious Skid Row.